Last night, we started saying the same Talmata Levracha in Shmon Esrei, the Bracha Baruch Aleinu. The Mishnah in Masechta Tainis tells us that in Eretz Yisrael, really we should start saying the same Talmata from Sukkot already. Eretz Yisrael needs more rain than other places. It's higher up, and then therefore we start saying the same Talmata in Eretz Yisrael before we start in Chutz Laaretz. And in Eretz Yisrael, really we should start after Sukkot. However, we wait 15 days in order for the people that came for Aliyas HaRegel, that came to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Mikdash for Yontif, to have enough time to get back before it starts raining. And they made a cheshbon that someone who came by foot to get to Nahar Pras, which is the furthest place out from Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael, it would take 15 days for them to walk back there and be home before it starts to rain. So that's why we start on Zayin Cheshvan, which is 15 days after Sukkot. Now, the bracha Baruch Aleinu is on the tevuah, on the wheat, the bread, the food that we will be eating, the food that we can be eating. It's a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us bracha, should give us tevuah, and there should be enough tevuah to satisfy ourselves. Therefore, except the minig is that even though Benigea Hilchas Yom Tif, what defines a person as a Ben Eretz Yisrael, Ben Chutz Laaretz, has other definitions, there's other ways of defining that. It's based on where do you belong to? Are you still part of Chutz Laaretz? Did you leave Chutz Laaretz? Are you here in Eretz Yisrael? And when it comes to the Bracha Baruch Aleinu, what we're concerned